This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, where we're going to get to some things. Some Americans not doing all that well, and some email stuff and whatnot. I promised you this. We're just doing another long walk through what is the communist and how he's actually the search for society's malcontents. That's what communism is, and how we now have all these different, quote, groups of activists in the country trying to burn it down. Many of them don't realize that they're just suckers. They're just useful idiots. They're just the water. They're just being used to break up the country. Oh, you're mad about this, and you're mad about this, and you're mad about that, and you're mad about that. So everything you see is just an effort to destroy the country. And our good friend, as he always does, Yuri Bezmenov, never met him actually, but Yuri Bezmenov, KGB defector to America, he laid it out nicely in this little 2-minute clip, which we played several times before. Just a little heads up for all you street communists who listen to the show. Yes, you got civil rights leaders and the LGBTQ stuff and the climate change people and the feminists. I know in the end you think that you're going to rule, that you're going to be in charge. Well, don't take it from me. Take it from Yuri. You're not going to have anything but a bullet.
Same thing was done under the guidance of the Soviet embassy in Hanoi, and same thing I was doing in New Delhi. To my horror, I discovered that in the files where people were doomed to execution, there were names of pro-Soviet journalists with whom I was personally friendly.
Pro-Soviet?
Yes. They were idealistically minded leftists who made several visits to USSR. And yet, the KGB decided that come revolution or drastic changes in political structure of India, they will have to go.
Why is that?
Because they know too much. Simply because, you see, the useful idiots, the leftists who are idealistically believing in the beauty of Soviet socialist or communist or whatever system, when they get disillusioned, they become the worst enemies. That's why my KGB instructors specifically made a point, never bother with leftists. Forget about these political prostitutes. Aim higher. This was my instruction. Try to get into large circulation, established conservative media. Rich, filthy rich movie makers, intellectuals, so-called academic circles. Cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie. These are the most recruitable people, people who lack moral principles, who are either too greedy or too suffer from self-importance. They feel that they matter a lot. These are the people who KGB wanted very much to recruit.
But to eliminate the others, to execute the others, don't they serve some purpose? Wouldn't they be the ones they rely on?
They serve purpose only at the stage of destabilization of a nation. For example, your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
Used. Simply useful idiots. They knew. They knew that generations of people like this could simply be used to break up America.
There's something much more central happening, which is that the history of Black Americans is so inconvenient to the narrative of America.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we go to the emails, let's just do this really quickly here. I just want to make sure I refresh your memory. You know about the Chinese spy balloon? Just sailed from coast to coast. You know about that. Do you remember a while back, I'd say 6 months, a year, I don't know, in this political world, it all blends together for us. You do remember that China successfully tested a hypersonic missile, right? I remember it. I remember it like it was yesterday. They successfully tested a hypersonic missile. Caught us completely by surprise, completely with our pants down. Now, I have a statement here I'm still kind of processing this because the media over the weekend, they decided to run with the Biden cover. And what is that Biden cover? Oh, there were balloons under Trump too. And Trump came out and said, no, they weren't. And now they're scrambling because obviously Mark Esper came out. All these people came out and said, no, they weren't. And now they're scrambling and said, no, no, there were. There were. We just we didn't tell you. Okay, well, that alone is kind of a big deal. But how does that happen? Well, I have the NORAD commander here. Courtesy of my friend Christina Wong, by the way. General Van Herk is his name. Quote, so those balloons... So every day as NORAD commander, it's my responsibility to detect threats to North America. I will tell you, we did not detect those threats. And that's a domain awareness gap that we have to figure out. But I don't want to go into further detail. So just, look, I'm certainly not a physicist here, and I wouldn't pretend to know very much about nuclear technology or missile technology or even balloons. Now, I don't even know much about balloons. If a balloon is able to not penetrate America's airspace, penetrate America's airspace and travel from Alaska to the freaking eastern seaboard, a balloon is able to do that. And apparently balloons have done that several times before without detection. What would you say as an American citizen? What would you say our government's chances are at detecting and stopping? Oh, I don't know. A hypersonic missile with a thermonuclear warhead on the end of it. We can't even stop a balloon and the enemy possesses hypersonic missiles? Okay. You know what? Let's just get to some emails. It's too much to think about. Jesse. This guy says, Dear Oracle. Actually, I don't want to shortchange myself, Chris. As an author, I don't want to be shortchanged. I often hear you speak about government corruption being the most important issue. No doubt, I agree, it's appalling, but I offer the most vital issue is election integrity. Our elections have been systematically and completely altered in the last two election cycles. How do you suggest we address this problem? Or has that issue been debunked? Ha ha ha. He knows I love using that word because the left uses it all the time. That's been debunked. Okay. Election integrity. Talked about it before. Let's talk about it again. We obviously have a big problem. What happened in 2020? Because there's a lot that's wrong out there. And there's a lot that's right out there. And there's a lot out there that's just kind of confusing. So let's address what did and did not happen. Allow me to burst your bubble right out of the gates. Every election you lost in 2020 and 2022 wasn't stolen. That is a stupid, childish argument that only morons believe. Were some stolen? You bet. Was there some cheating? Absolutely. You can't ask me to look at all this evidence and then say, oh, there was no cheating. When you have precincts in, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, with 100% voter turnout in the president election, that's not possible. That doesn't happen. Okay, there was cheating. I know there was. Obviously, there was cheating. There is cheating in elections. What happened in 2020 was, because of our idiotic, insane, and frankly, country suicidal COVID policies, we decided to massively expand mail-in voting in this country. The massive expansion of mail-in voting provided Democrats with the opportunity to take something they've been doing for ages and simply put it on steroids. They know how to count ballots. They know how to harvest ballots. They know how to go out and chase down ballots. And because Republicans are a bunch of low-T sissies, they never fought back against the COVID lockdowns. They were all up there bragging about how vaccinated they are and the vaccines and lockdowns instead of fighting for your and my liberty. And in the end, it cost them elections, to be honest with you. No. We should do mail-in. Just mail it in. And Democrats figured out many different ways to cheat. That's a problem. So where are we now? What do we do about it? There is some cheating. Again, not every election you lost is stolen. Stop. That's stupid, childish stuff. But there definitely is cheating. It's a big problem, and it has to be addressed. Well, I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is we can address it. The bad news is it's not near as simple as you want it to be. Everyone wants the problem addressed. But here's what you get a lot when you start talking about election integrity and addressing the problem. This is what you get, and I understand. I'm not making fun, but this is what you get. Oh, we need to stop it. Okay, well, what does that mean?
Well, we got a ban it. Okay, who? Ban what? Well, the states have to pass laws. Okay, Pennsylvania's run by Democrats. Michigan's run by Democrats. You think they're going to pass election integrity laws when they've been using the lack of those laws to win elections? Come on now. Let's grow up and walk into the real world and the art of the possible. But that's the bad news. The good news is there's something we can do. It's going to be a little bit longer, a little bit harder. We'll get to that in a second. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to Janet Yellen saying, quote, "You don't have a recession when the unemployment is at a 53-year low." Yeah, Americans are being crushed financially. These people are pretending like things are good, and they're still acting like we're not going to have a severe recession this year. Are you putting your money in things you can touch and feel, or are you putting your money in things you can't? It really comes down to that. Can you touch and feel the things you're putting your money into? Do you have real estate? Jesse, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to begin. I didn't ask that. It doesn't matter. Done For You Real Estate, our friends at Done For You Real Estate, they know everything about it. They know the market you need to get into. They secure the financing. They get the place insured. They manage the closing. They manage the rental. All you have to do is go find them, and they'll handle it from there. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Doneforyoujesse.com. Protect your money.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Someone had a question about election integrity. And what I said, just to catch you up real quick, is we get all the time people who are understandably, I'm not dogging on it, concerned about election integrity. But you ask them what they want. We need to ban it. We need to stop it. Well, who's we? There's no we. Pennsylvania passes its own election laws. Michigan passes its own election laws. California, the states pass their own election laws. These blue states, blue legislatures, blue governors, blue AGs, they're not interested in passing election integrity laws. Gee, I wonder why. That's what I do laugh about when people are like, oh, there's no cheating. The House of Representatives under Nancy Pelosi, one of the first bills they proposed was H.R. 1. You remember that? It basically made federal and permanent all the COVID election rules. Gee, I wonder why they did that. Gee, I can't imagine why. It's hilarious. Anyway, but so what can you do? Blue states ain't going to pass a law. Well, California should. Oh, okay. You go to the California state legislature and let them know. I'm sure Gavin Newsom will sign that into law. What you can do is move. What you can do is triage your blue area and choose to live somewhere where that doesn't happen. Relocate the population enough so your blue area gets weaker when it comes to the Electoral College and Congress, and add those seats to a red area. That's what you can do. Beyond that, there's nothing you can do. So stop saying things to me like, we got to address election integrity. That's a bumper sticker. Address election integrity is a bumper sticker. That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? Tell me which state, which area should pass which law. And also tell me if it's possible. That is an actual policy effort, actual action that matters. Getting ourselves whipped up in a frenzy, and I'm speaking to myself too. I do this too, about election integrity. They're cheating here. They're cheating there. I'm mad. But at the end of it, I come to it. I can't do anything about it. I can't do any good. There is nothing you can do or I can do about Michigan's elections. Nothing. Democrat, hag, governor, supermajorities in the House and Senate. There's nothing you can do. Election integrity. Throw that bumper sticker on your car. Ain't going to help you. You can throw your family in the car and move, though. That might. That just might. Right. Moving on here. I want to bring up Trump for a second. Just very briefly, you know, we don't focus a lot on that. It's just that I've always found it was boring. This man worship or man hating radio, I've always found it was so boring, no matter who it was. But I will get this from a lot of people now. A lot of people, especially conservative talk radio listeners who tend to be a bit more informed, to put it mildly.
a lot of them have turned or are turning or they've kind of soured on Trump. And I'm not, I'm not on anyone's team. I'm not on Trump's team, not on DeSantis' team. So I'm not trying to talk you into it. But I can, I think, attempt to help people understand each side. If you're one of those people who emails me, and there are many, and say, Jesse, I don't understand how anyone could support Trump. I'm done with Trump. Screw Trump. Trump this, Trump that, Trump vaccine, Trump that. Okay, no, I understand what you're saying. I'm not mad at you at all. Again, so I'm on neither team. You're not offending me. But if you want to know why there are so many people in this country, so many people listening to the sound of my voice right now, who want Trump back, they want another Trump run, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to listen closely. Don't be such a politico that you dismiss this.
40% say they are worse off financially than they were 2 years ago. The most negative response to that question in nearly 40 years of our polling. And as Biden prepares for a likely 2024 re-election campaign, less than a third of Democratic voters want to see him renominated.
The highest number of people in 40 years say that they are financially worse off under Joe Biden. I have this jaw-dropping stat. I want to credit Unusual Wales for it because I didn't know it. We are now at, well, I guess they're crediting CNBC. So we're all crediting somebody. You know who gets the credit, Chris? Me. That's what, Chris? Shut up. Anyway, 64% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. You know what it was in 2021? 42%. So what's this have to do with Trump? Look, I don't care whether you give him credit, don't give him credit, whether you love him in your MAGA pom-poms or you hate his guts. Screw Trump. I switch teams. I don't care. I'm not trying to talk you out of anything. I'm just trying to, and I will always try to make you understand why people vote the way they vote. There are millions and millions and millions of Americans out there. They don't know who Yuri Bezmenov is. They don't know who LaToya Ravenow is. They probably can't name the Secretary of Defense like you can. They don't know their own senators' names. Two senators they don't know. But there are millions of Americans who remember very distinctly their lives being better under Donald Trump and significantly better than they are currently under Joe Biden. And they want to go back. And you have to give them grace. You have to give them understanding. If you're sitting there right now driving, listening to the sound of my voice with a MAGA bumper sticker on the back of your car, and if you have to crawl across 20 miles of broken glass to vote for him in the primary and general again, you will always have my complete understanding. Again, I don't know who I'm voting for yet, but I get it. I was there. Life was just a lot better under Trump. Period. End of story. And people vote for how their lives are. Now we're going to get back to Janet Yellen and Border Patrol and whatnot, but I have great news. You know that saying, as cool as the other side of the pillow? Now, I hate to say I'm wrong, but I'm a little bit confused. I always thought that saying was simply about me. The second I heard that saying, I thought, oh, that's a saying about me because I'm as cool as the other side of the pillow. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe that saying was about MyPillow 2.0. You see, everyone knows about the MyPillow Phil and how great the MyPillow is. The whole country knows about that now. Left, right, middle, everybody. MyPillow 2.0 is here, only it has temperature-regulating thread. So you're sleeping on soft, smooth, cool pillows all night, and they're buy one, get one free for a limited time. I can't stress this. This is a promo because it's just starting. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Get your MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Get it and get it now. American woman, mama, let me be. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have been unfairly accused of something, and I'm going to address these allegations here in just a moment. Before we do that, Chris and I were just talking. We were talking about Israel. You know how the show is going to Israel? Guess what? I'm excited. The Christian Expedition boys, they just sent me my flight itinerary for July. I am booked. Would you like to know my itinerary? I bet you would, but I'm not telling you. And here's why I'm not telling you my itinerary. It's not because I'm worried about you being on the plane with me. The plane, one of our flights, it's like 12 hours long or something like that over there. Jesse is going to need his beauty sleep. And as one of the top five nappers in the world, not that I would brag or anything like that, you should know that I sleep well on planes. I also am team neck pillow now. I have one of the fancy neck pillows. Shut up, Chris. I have one of the fancy neck pillows, the kind that's strapped to the seat thing behind you. So it kind of like locks around your neck, like you're sitting there and you're just like, although that's not really the sound you make, but you're sitting there and you're locked in there. Guess what? You get in and strap yourself into that boy and boom, you're gone. Now, why wouldn't I want you on that flight with me? I snore. I wish I didn't. All right. But I do. And how bad, Chris? It depends on a couple things. Really, one of the main things it depends on is if I've been drinking. If I've had a couple bourbons, whew, it's Katie bar the door. Jack, you're not going to want to be around there per se. If I haven't had anything to drink, there's still some audible snoring. I've woken up a couple times on planes, and the wife can't sleep on planes, so she glares at me anyway because I'm sleeping and she can't. And then she's mortified at the volume that was coming out of my seat. So not that I'm worried about you hearing me snore. I know you know that now, especially since I just told the entire United States of America. What I'm worried about is you recording me snore. Because our people, here's what our people would do. They'd record it and they'd email the audio into the show over and over again because you're all cruel. You can join us on the trip. I'm just not telling you what my itinerary is. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. We're going for 10 days in July. If you want to go look at the itinerary or whatnot, you can. This is going to be the final run of it. It's because there's not enough room for more people. But if you want in, ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. All right? Get to some emails. Oracle. I've been listening to your podcast on iHeartRadio every day since I first found you. Because of your last Tucker appearance. I drive a garbage truck for a living, and your show provides me with 3 hours of intense pleasure every day. I just bought your book tonight, but I did want to let you know there have been times where it has been painfully obvious you are eating while talking on the radio. My question is, what's your favorite go-to mid-show snack? This is actually false. Allow me to explain. I not only don't eat when I'm on the air, I don't eat in between show or in between the breaks. Like during the breaks, I don't eat. You know that I'm the menu whisperer. Everyone knows that. All right? No, Chris, no. One or two chips and dip or beef and cheese stick doesn't count. But I generally don't do those either between or during the breaks because I don't know what the deal is. It's not when I eat, but when I eat and then broadcast, because that's what I am, because I'm a broadcaster, Chris. What? Anyway, when I eat and then broadcast, I get the burps. So I don't eat. If you ever hear anything in my mouth during the show, that's usually a cough drop of some kind. Not because I have a cough. I want to make sure the old voice box is lubed up and ready at all times. Chris, why don't you grow up over there? Right? Why don't you grow up? Gosh. Customs and Border Protection made woke BLM flyer to celebrate Black History Month. Customs and Border Patrol made a Black Lives Matter flyer to celebrate Black History Month. Just a reminder of how deep the rot goes. I'm going to go back to this again because we brought up the general earlier, the commander of NORAD. Going out there and saying, oh, there were some balloons, you know, the balloons got here before, but we never found those. We never detected those. So China's testing missiles and we can't find a balloon. This goes back to what I've said over and over again. Part of the reason I'm not as invested as you are in the Republican primary of 2024 is I do not believe there is a single Republican in the United States of America of any name that has the will to do what needs to be done for many things. And when it comes to the military, you know that it would take somebody with the willpower to fire every general and admiral, right? At the very least, all of them. That means all the bad press that comes with it, all the everything, you're all gone. The leaders of the service academies, gone. Professors of the service academies, gone. Colonels, gone. Light colonels, gone. Admirals, gone. Rear admirals like Pete Buttigieg, gone. It would take a massive clean out because the rot is just so deep. It would take that kind of a clean out. Now you tell me the Republican who can handle that kind of a heat. I know you're probably saying your guy right now, DeSantis can. I haven't seen any evidence of that. No, I haven't seen any evidence he can't, but I don't know that. You understand how much heat we're talking? You understand we're talking about an impeachment, right? We're talking not just heat, an impeachment. In order to save the military, you'd have to fire enough people, you'd be impeached as a national security threat by Republicans and Democrats. So, DeSantis would. Really? I don't know that. Trump would. Trump's on record saying he didn't fire Fauci because the left would have been mad. What do you think he would do with his third impeachment on the docket? I don't think the guy exists who has the willpower to get it done. That's not meant to bring you down. It's just meant to remind everybody, including myself, we really need to focus on local because I don't think a lot of this can be saved. What, Chris? I could do it? Yeah, but I could never get elected. No, I could do it and I would do it, but I could never get elected. I'm far to the right of even most, 90% of the Republicans in the country would recoil in horror at the things I would propose. They would. I know that. I don't propose to be some man of the people type thing. I'm not. I believe I know the direction we need to go. I would take us there. I wouldn't give a crap how much complaining there was from anybody, the media or anywhere else. It means nothing to me. That sucks, but it is what it is. Speaking of the rear admiral, here he is.
The presumption has got to be that the Chinese were able to gather intelligence hovering over the United States for day after day, especially over some of these sensitive sites.
I'm sure there's a similar presumption about what spy satellites do. That is well outside of my lane. I'm just glad that nobody was hurt as this thing came down.
Yeah, we'd sure hate for the mayor of South Bend, who's now the transportation secretary, to do something that's out of his lane. Everything's out of his lane except for eating corn on the cob.
I will say that there have been so many accomplishments under this administration, it can be difficult to list them in a distilled way.
So many accomplishments. One of the things that does make me very pleased as a bad person, as you well know, as a bad person, this thing pleases me greatly. I love when detestable people embarrass themselves. I know it's a bad thing about myself. The rear admiral's never going to be president. Now, he thinks he has a legitimate shot at it. That's why he dropped out of the presidential primary and endorsed Biden, and they gave him transportation secretary because he was being a good little boy. And everything he does now is simply a big, gigantic butt-kissing thing because he wants to go back and try to be president again. But he can never be president. And once he fails, once again in a primary, badly, and he will, I like to think that the rear admiral is going to look back on all the times he went on television and said stupid things like this. I'd like to think he's going to look back on this and be so embarrassed.
I will say that there have been so many accomplishments under this administration, it can be difficult to list them in a distilled way.
That's really the problem, you see. Americans hate Joe Biden's presidency because there's just too many accomplishments. All right, enough. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I almost forgot we have a new soundbite from Senator Cucumber of Pennsylvania.
We should all support replacing the lead pipes and ensuring that everyone has clean, safe, clean drinking water.
All right. We have headlines I didn't get to in a couple more emails. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. If you want to email the show, You can email me at jessekellybook.com. Oh, wait a minute. Gosh, that's not the email address of the show. Chris, what a screw up on my part. That's where you can pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto now that comes out on June 6th. And anything you order now will go towards getting us on the New York Times bestseller list and making the communists mad. I didn't mean to give out that website. It's not jessekellybook.com. Ignore that unless you want to go buy the book. If the email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Here's Janet Yellen.
COVID pandemic and all the stress that placed on the economy, and then Russia's war in Ukraine that boosted food and energy prices. Americans are concerned about inflation, and it's been President Biden's top priority to bring it down. But really, we have a strong and resilient economy. I know President Biden will talk about that. As you mentioned, the unemployment rate is at a 53-year low.
Yeah, that's all they do is lie about everything. All right, forget about these people. Dear oversized pink flower, I think you should do a history lesson on Chesty Puller. And I feel like a coward for not joining the Marines after high school. I really wanted to, but I didn't have a girlfriend to write home to. And then I got hooked on drugs soon after. I'm clean now. I'm too old to serve. So you could do on a history lesson on Eugene Sledgehammer. Those men deserve more recognition than they got. Fellas, I'll say this to you again. I understand the male inclination to sign up for the military and serve, and every guy wants a sword or a gun in his hand at some point in time. It's human nature. It's how God made you. It's a good thing. Don't live your life regretting the fact that you never served in the military. It ain't for everybody, and you're not some coward or some failure because you didn't sign up to serve. You had a different role in life, different lot in life. Hey, man, this guy already beat drug addiction. That's more important than joining the Marines. Nah, there ain't no shame in going through bad stuff, rough stuff. You came out of it, all right? Jesse, on Thursday's show, I heard you say the French fry was the highest form of potato. I've been listening for a long time. I've never heard you say something more offensive. The wedge is clearly the most superior, followed by the tater tot. I'll even add that when it's at its best, the mashed potato is better than the French fry. Okay, well, let's address the end of it. Mashed potatoes are disgusting. And since I'm not 75 years old and expanding out west as some sort of a western expansion in the 1850s, I don't like mashed potatoes. That's one. Two, tater tots are great. Wedges suck. Did I order a baked potato? If I wanted a baked potato, I would have ordered a baked potato. I didn't. I wanted a fry. Don't tell me those are better. You know what else sucks? Your cell phone service sucks. Verizon sucks. And AT&T sucks. And T-Mobile sucks. And maybe you're sitting there right now saying, but Jesse, my coverage is fine. I'm actually not talking about the coverage at all. I know the coverage is fine. Talking about the values, man. You're spending money every month. You're sending them money every month. And they take your money and they run these ad campaigns that make you want to vomit. We say we care about these culture wars, and then we fund the enemy of the culture wars. You can switch to Pure Talk. You get the same coverage. Same 5G network's one of the big guys. You save a fortune, and they have your values instead. Doesn't that sound better? Go to puretalk.com. Or you know what? Do this. This is easier. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's the easiest thing to do. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. But switch, all right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The gas stove debate is heating up again after government proposes new standards. Huh. Remember which very handsome and symmetrical world famous... What, Chris? What handsome and symmetrical world famous author came on here and said they're telling you to stop freaking out about it, but that it's stupid, but that's because it's actually already policy that's about to be implemented. Do you remember when that guy said that? His name starts with a J. Chris, what's his name? I forget. Oh, hold on. I think I have it right here.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
That's the guy. By the way, Chris, quick side note. Sorry, we'll get back to headlines in a second. Somebody wrote in that we need one of those for history, Jesse. We totally need one of those for history, Jesse. Chris, Michael, let's put together. So look, just like we did for the journalist one, let's get together with the legions of fans to have their voice, not my voice, in there. Because we have so many people who want to be part of this whole thing. I support this. Absolutely. Yellen, you don't have a recession. 64% of Americans are worse off now. Four-decade high. Oh, not only is there a recession coming, it's going to be a spicy one. Italy warns hackers targeting known server vulnerability. That sounds like a lot of technical words. What should you take that as? You should take it as virtually everything in your life. It's somehow connected to the internet now. And not only bad criminals, but bad state actors realize this. And they understand countries like China. Oh, I don't know. Countries like China that fly EMP balloons over your country realize that it really wouldn't take that much to cripple a nation. California announces legislation to deal with gun violence. Supreme Court ruling on concealed carry. I love how you can tell just by the headline what kind of a news source it is. Legislation to deal with gun violence. Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what it is. No, California is getting ready to pass even more gun control. So all you wonderful Californians who listen to my show and you have to live in that horror every single day as they pass a new law that you hate, just because California's paradise, which it absolutely is, it gets worse from here. Get out. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis revokes venue's liquor license for allowing minors to attend drag shows. That is how it must be done now. I wish we lived in a country where you didn't have to ban child drag shows. That shouldn't be something your nation should need to ban. That should be kind of a given. No, Billy, we're not actually dressing up so you can go down and put dollar bills in Trina's thong. Nevertheless, that is the country we do live in, so good for Ron DeSantis for doing it. Joe Biden offered Vladimir Putin 20% of Ukraine to end the war. That seems like a pretty good deal for everybody. I mean, not so much Ukraine, I guess. I would guess Zelensky was not involved in those negotiations. Can you imagine Zelensky sitting there with no power whatsoever? Because we fund the whole thing with our money and our weapons. And Biden comes back in. Hey, good news. We put an end to the war. There is some bad news, though. These people are going to have to move because this is Russia now. All right, quit. You can email the show. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. We'll be back tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.